Tatiana here, aka your Tap Out Queen. I am so excited to be here. I have a very, very special announcement for my P Square listeners. But first and foremost, thank you so much for tuning into my podcast, Auralicious, A Tale of Sex. Yes, I have definitely come to the conclusion we all have a tale to tell about sex. So what is your tale? This is an open invitation to appear on my podcast, Auralicious, A Tale of Sex, and share your voice or your platform that you want the world to know about or hear. Please hit me up. Email me at asktatti, that's A-S-K-T-A-T-T-I, at gmail.com. Subject matter, guests on podcasts. Yes. To my amazing P Square listeners, those who are passionate for the pussy and passionate for the penis.
Thank you for your true dedication, for your commitment, because you're passionate about the pussy and you're passionate about the penis, for rocking with Tatiana for 5 solid years. And we're looking forward to another season heading into our 6th year with new things, new excitement, new revelation to get you guys ready for a year of good erotic sex. Yes. When I first jump-started my podcast in 2018, 5 years ago, the sole purpose of me starting the podcast was to dispel of any negative notion that oral sex was bad or disgusting. That was season one. I also incorporated the first year, on July 31st, 2018, 5 years ago, the Oral Sex Bill of Rights. You can also find this in my podcast, the Oral Sex Bill of Rights. When you leave reviews, I give out gifts. Yes, you get a signed copy of the Oral Sex Bill of Rights. Just leaving your response, yay or nay, doesn't matter. You took the time. I respect that. Thank you. So season one was about dispelling of the negative notion that oral sex is bad or disgusting. Season two was basically to invite people with a voice to want to share their platform and level up their game when it comes to sex or advice on sex or how does one improve on sex. Yes. Then, of course, season three, COVID cray cray, everything shut down. So I didn't really post a lot. Season four, I didn't post a lot. But I think I did 3 episodes. I think 3 episodes. Yeah, again, trying to create more of a interactive type of podcast or insightfulness. Absolutely. The good news is we're now in our 6th season in 2024, and I'm doing what inspired me to do this. I host a room on Clubhouse now in its 3rd year. Daily, it was come on your lunch hour, talk about sex Q&A. Now in our 3rd year, we've narrowed it down now to 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I have incredible we call them mods, but they're basically moderating the room, keeping the flow going, keeping the conversation alive and exciting. And, you know, again, it's to talk transparent about sex. And we have different communities in the room. Now it's a house. It's not Clubhouse. It's a house. So the Pleasure Journey House. And I'm a heterosexual female, so I speak from my truth. I love dick. Only dick. And then we have other communities, but we have seasoned, incredible people to talk about these communities, like polyamory. We talk about BDSM, and we talk about kink. And these are the conversations we're having. You know, also, I want to pay homage to Tina Turner, you know, who has been an iconic individual on so many different levels. And I want to play this song for you.
Oh, what a great song. Oh my gosh. Is that ironic? She was actually talking about how David Bowie saved his life. Excuse me, saved her life. Wow. Wow. Going to have a great conversation here tonight. I just want to ping and post our room on top of the marquee or the clubhouse. So give me 1 second. I do want to play one more song and we're going to jump into the conversation. I do have 2 more minutes, people. Calm down. Oh, also, listen, I have my cocktail. You need to go get your cocktail right now. We have the one and only Lisa Lips. I just love that because I have great lips. I really do. I know how to use them. I teach a master class in lip locking. What? I did a workshop last year. Why kissing is vital at the start of sex, people. So Tati's change. I'm about the energy, people. Like hardcore, deep connection type of energy. Man, you guys, are you guys ready? Because you don't want Tati back here. Whole different level of sex. I can't. I gotta breathe. Okay, let me calm down. Let me have my sip real quick. Hold on. Mm. You got your libation?
Of course, blueberry wine.
Ooh, is that homegrown?
Unfortunately not, but
okay. You know, Tati here. Okay, people, I'll be in Vegas shopping my Oralicious cocktail brand and the lipstick. Looking forward to this. I make my moonshine. Yeah. No, I don't. People who are listening who are part of the government, I do not. I'm talking to my audience right here. Mind your business, okay? It's really good. It's really delicious. Yeah. Yeah, I had to take it down. Off the website. Oh, man. My attorney goes, are you great? I'm like, no, whoa. Bringing down energy. Okay, we got to encapsulate that energy. Seriously, what time is it? Okay, it's time to start. I really think, people, seriously, that you are disrespecting your energy. You never bring it into the bedroom or on your excursions, plural. Majority you don't. Let's keep it real. Tati's back, okay? You know, I will be a little more gentler, nicer. I'll try. I'm still trying to get into therapy. It's just not working with my time, okay? But great news, guys. I graduate tomorrow for my certification. I know, isn't that great? I think so. Let me have one more sip. Okay. Really quick, I was yakking back and forth. See, my moms are great, you know, because they know how to run stuff. And, you know, I rarely am in the chat, people. Do not expect me to be in the chat. I'm busy, okay? But topics in the chat, we do bring it up. So this is going to be a very different room tonight. Again, it's being recorded. One, number two, I am interviewing Lisa Lips. As if she's on the podcast. Oh, I'm a podcaster, people. I'll get that in a second. But also, we had such a great conversation today. And I had the pleasure of meeting Lisa on Instagram that I literally boycott. They shut my account down in 2018, and I just don't particularly care for them. I think they're assholes. Who isn't, right? But unfortunately, because I'm on Clubhouse, the room is very popular. That's the only good source to really do really great promos. I got a lot of hits about the room tonight. So I utilize that. Okay, I'm trying to get with the program. So when I generally find people for this particular room, this room is hosted once a month, the last Thursday of every month. This room was inspired an article I read of Amanda Seales on the cover, Bizarre Magazine, Serena Williams was, and Amanda Seales talked about during a relationship she had with two different individuals, and during the fucking session, you're going to call it that they literally both said to her, what are you waiting for? Like, come already. And it took her for what the fuck? And mind you, two different guys, two different times, said the same thing to her. So she thought her pussy was broke. She used the word vagina. And that inspired me because since I've been doing my workshops, referrals only, I published my book as a self-help guide, very basic stuff. I get a lot of inquiries. I get a lot of emails. Oh my gosh. And I do have an assistant who does answer my emails when I can't. And one thing I can tell you is still a huge gap, orgasm gap, is getting worse. Some women literally still struggle with having orgasms. Some never even had an orgasm. It's not a bad thing. No. When we don't know something, we learn it. When we're more well-informed, we discover great things about different things. And it's the same thing with our bodies. We have to learn our bodies. So this room, once a month, every Thursday, last Thursday of the month, say I'm all tipsy already, I host this room at 9 o'clock, and I always look for guests. And I go on Instagram, and I find amazing guests. Well, Lisa was one of them. I sent an email out maybe 6 months ago. And I was busy, you know, I was away for 10 weeks and I'm back, but not back. I graduate tomorrow, but I also have to now study for the exam and it's crazy. So you might see me. If you don't, it's okay. I'm marinating. I hope you are. Yes, CL, the pussy is beyond marination. If it drips, he's fucked. I'm being honest with you, CL, mind your business, okay? The point I'm making is, this is how I found this amazing queen. Her name is Lisa Lips. And she's very popular here on Clubhouse. If you people don't know that, first of all, you just stop what you're doing and follow her right now. Okay? Tati's back here. But I'm sweet and nice and gentle, I promise you. So, Lisa Lips, also known as the Pussy Tizer. Did I pronounce that properly, Lisa?
Yes, ma'am.
And, okay, first, and see, people listen to me. That's what attracted me to Lisa on Instagram. That word alone. Because, see, one thing, if you don't know about Tati here, okay, first of all, okay, I guess I should introduce myself. Hello, I'm Titiana Carrera. It's not a great name, I know. And I'm a published author, podcaster, business owner, patent trademark owners of 4 brands. Oh, I'm a relationship and sexuality coach. I breathe, I exist, I am sex. But not the sex you think. I think you think is sex. Mm-mm. No. I'm about the vibrational energy connection. Yeah. Well, I was able to go 10 hours and never dry it out. Mm-hmm. See, with me, I have to be connected to the individual. Dick hard, all, if that, I need you to take over my core, my essence, my womanness that I allow and to give you, because it's my choice. So when I allow someone into my womanness, I'm saying, take me, because I'm definitely going to take you, all of you, all of you. And I guarantee you, if this individual, I'm a heterosexual female, proud of it, if and when I do allow this amazing creature to be a part of me, he can kiss probably better than me, and that's almost impossible, because we know what the lips do. We know what the lips command. We know the lips is a hidden secret that many people have no idea.
Yeah.
Where it could take you. Lips have 10,000 nerve endings. So, Lisa, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for answering that call and us connecting maybe a month ago when I knew I wouldn't be here. Right, Lisa? And then I'm coming back. I will be back on the last Thursday. If you could do this. So again, Lisa, please say hello and I'll continue your introduction after they hear your lovely voice. And people, she's known as Lisa Lips. So imagine visualization here. Her energy, be ready. Lisa, the mic is yours, beautiful.
Hello, baby. It's been a pleasure having conversation, getting to know you. I'm looking so forward to everything we're going to explore here tonight. I think I'm going to kick it off with a piece I wrote called Describe the Perfect Kiss.
Ooh.
Come in softly. Pecks and nibbles. Coax me to want more. Touch my hair, my face. Pull back and look me in my eyes. Then come in, eyes wide open, and watch the passion as it stirs between us. Let me reach for you. Caress your face in my hands. kiss each of your lips before you finally claim my whole mouth. Let our tongues dance together, but always hold just a tiny bit back so that I want it all the more. Then look me deep in the eye and come in fully, gently probing into me, watching my cues, giving me full penetration kisses till my knees go weak. Then pull me close and hold me till the trembling stops. That's my piece.
Okay, I need to breathe. Wait, okay, I need to take a sip. People, take your sips, okay? There's some serious shit here. Okay, Lisa. Go ahead, Steve, because I got to get it together. Go ahead, beautiful.
No, there are no words. I just said, oh, my. I'm waiting for the trembling this time.
Okay, okay, I need you to breathe, Tati. We haven't even fucking started yet, okay? I need you to relax. Maybe just suck a dick, but I might fuck him up, so I can't do that right now, okay? Lisa.
Yes.
To my audience, first of all, I want to thank you. This room only exists because of you. This room was created almost 2 years ago, probably 2 years ago, exclusively for the audience. And I'm proud of all of you, especially my mods, who has held it down for the Pleasure Journey, who will be pitching the Pleasure Journey Forum in Vegas. Oh, did I say that? Anyway, Lisa Lips, known as the Pussy Tizer. I can't wait to unpack that. Her handle here on Clubhouse is Lips For You. People, and in this room, I recommend you always got taken up, okay? So that's lip. We have so much girl to grow. Lips For You. That alone is like a whole room itself. A member, a gifted of love, passion, and vigor. She is also part of one of the incredible rooms on Clubhouse called the Honey Drippers. Let's say it together. Honey Drippers. Okay, I gotta say that again. That's some powerful shit. Honey Drippers. What? Honey. The Honey Drippers. Every Sunday at 4 o'clock. Every Sunday at 4 o'clock. Is getting you prepared and ready for the gift that you were born with, people. Release this freedom, please. Lisa, do you think this freedom needs to be released?
Absolutely. Freedom is here for all of us. There's no need to hold back.
Any other comments? Mazi, you good? Should I continue? Okay, great.
Have at it. You got it.
See, did you want to get off? Look at his feature, his amazing lips. This man here, one of my mods, I'm not flirting with him. We don't like each other like that, right? We just enjoy our writing abilities. His is euphoric. I just have to be published, no offense. But he's published on, Vet Life? What is it? Vet Life. Hey, sexy!
Thank you.
Your accomplishment, your focus will have fruits that will be blossoming for many years to come.
Thank you. I love you.
Okay, I'm getting choked up. Lisa Lips, good girl with a nasty side. You see, you gotta respect that, people. She knows who she is. She ain't playing with you people. Storyteller, writer, poet, free spirit, and entrepreneur. I welcome Lisa Lips to the Pleasure Journey. It's an honor to have you here. I bow down to greatness, and you have been a joy to get to know. So again, thank you, Lisa. Again, the mic is yours. Please say hello to the Pleasure Journey audience. And of course, we have the seasoned mods of this room. This is their room. Okay, we have ASD, another queen goddess on this platform. Everybody know her, okay? Business, professional, eloquent in her speak. What? Absolutely, on the stage. And of course, we have Sarciel. One day, I do hope to learn BDSM. Yeah, and of course, I will exclusively require this one here. I'm not giving you the name, okay? And I'm going to have a blank check. So you have a blank check. What's, you know? I don't even know what that is, what it looks like. It's not part of the vocabulary.
okay? But Lisa, poem you just read, oh my God, that what you just wrote was amazing. I was trying to pick out some words, come in softly, come in softly, you know, probing in me, knees go weak, and then tremble. These were minor stanzas in this, people, I need you to right now embrace Lisa's energy. Because by the end of this room tonight, we're going to go all orgasmic in our core because of what we heard from Lisa and what she's sharing with you. Lisa, the mic is yours, beautiful. I have my questions whenever you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready. If you're ready to chit-chat for a moment.
Absolutely. No, please, if you want to say hello to the audience. I know some just came in. And we can go from there. Questions.
I welcome everyone to the space, and thanks for coming through. This is going to be more of an experience than a room. I hope that all of you enjoy everything you hear here, and feel free to hit me back channel if you've got something else going on that you'd like to invite me to. I'm never that busy that I can't answer. When you jumped in my inbox, I'm not the person that will leave you out there hanging. I will find you and respond. I check the inbox and the request box quite often.
Thank you, Lisa. Absolutely. And again, I want to welcome everyone here. Please bring your friends in. It's an honor to be back. You know, I was away for 10 weeks, not worrying at one point, not losing no sleep, because I knew that the Pleasure Journey Forum, our room, this house now, I'm trying to understand it, they cycle great, is welcoming. It's a home now. You know, it's a place to come and be yourself, not be judged. Definitely not trying to get, what is it, the trolling characters that here and there, like out of control, not here. What? See, this room is covered in many, many type of way. Many type of way. Speaking in colloquial, exactly. Because we don't play in here. We just don't. No. We're not selling dreams. We do build confidence in here. We do try to make sure that you're okay. Like yourself. You're not less than a woman because you're not having an orgasm. Life is a lesson. The body is one of the biggest lessons we can even find to enjoy. Once we just take it down a notch and just try to get to know you. Our birthright, everyone in here who's a human being, our bodies were designed to have orgasms. If it was not, we wouldn't have nerve endings on our bodies that get us sexually charged. We wouldn't have some body parts that were exclusively designed for sexual pleasure. And I'm going to be nice right now, but somewhat coy. We have something called the five senses. I call them the sex senses. Just trademark that. Yeah. Sight. Sound, taste, touch, and smell are all sexual. Sexual igniters. Yeah. To get you sexually charged. The sex senses. We have no idea. Lisa. What do you think of your lips? How do you connect with lips? Are they important?
They're absolutely important. I love to be kissed. I love to share kisses. It's a way, it's like part of getting to know who you are in a sensual way. It's feeling how gentle or how rough or how much you want to probe into me or that you allow me to probe into you. It's an exchange of energy, and being able to share kisses with someone is as intimate as sex for me.
And I'm so glad you even put the word intimacy in there, because sometimes we think a peck, let me be clear, during sex, about to start sex, that a peck is sufficient.
So, Lisa, when I think about the body, I think of the body as something beautiful, something artistically amazing, and what it is capable of doing, not just giving birth, but enjoying our bodies sexually. This was a gift that was given to us, all of us. It's not segregated. It doesn't say that, oh, you can't because you're this and you can't because of that. And the word you use that people don't even resonate with, Lisa, energy. I know we're vibrational creatures, right? I know this, you know this. But Lisa, energy? Can you tell me, how does lips and energy even come together and do anything possible?
For me, it's even to the point that if I can't envision myself kissing you, then I have no need to put my energy into anything beyond that as far as a relationship is concerned. If the way that your mouth forms does not turn me on, then it's not likely that anything else will happen with us. I can be your friend, I can be your confidant, but I can't see it going beyond that, because kissing is a very intimate thing for me. It's being in someone's space. It's being as close as you can be with someone and sharing and getting to probe into each other before you ever take your clothes off.
So, poetry, you're a poet.
Uh-huh.
And poetry, if we look at it in a very erotic way, your energy is throughout that. It's
right.
Even before it hits the words hit the page. Because your energy, you like you said, you get it, it just becomes you.
Right.
So everything you do is encapsulated by this amazing energy. But what?
Absolutely.
But how does energy move you, Lisa? I'm still. How does it move you? How does it get you to write a poem that leaves the entire audience like beyond words? Like, what the fuck did she just do? Like, what?
I want to be able to feel a flow for things. I sometimes get ideas for writing a piece that, or I'll get like a prompt from someone, and I have to actually feel what that prompt is about, or have some, you know, idea of how that person is trying to use this prompt, you know, in order to write from it. And being able to use the energies of not just what the words convey, but what it is that I want you to feel from me as well. Being able to put my energy out to everyone to be able to feel how it is I want the piece to come over. Having to give, and it's not just standing there and speaking words, mm-hmm. It's giving off your energy and reciprocating that energy from the audience, mm. in order to make everyone be in that moment.
Oh my gosh. Okay, audience, I needed you to visualize what Lisa just said. And let me explain to you why. I want you to feel from me. Let's stop there. We all know what feelings are, right? They could be superficial, or they could be inert or invert, like physical or mentally thinking, okay? How we relate to feelings. We know what feelings are. But what do you think is the foundation, the core of feelings? Lisa, is it energy?
Yes, absolutely.
I can't. Wow. So this energy is, how do you feed into it? Like, how do you feed into it, other than you maybe writing something or, like, I feel your energy. I'm, like, right now, like, drunk off your energy, Lisa. And it's only growing. No, seriously. And how do you tell someone or show someone or give someone advice on like how to tap into that energy?
It's about centering yourself first. It's about knowing your own energy and knowing your own core and then being able to put that out for people to feel. I believe in being as genuine as I can be in everything that I do. I try not to pull punches on things. If I tell you I think you're beautiful, it's because I think you're beautiful. I'm not blowing smoke up your ass for whatever reason. It's not me. It's not my way of thinking. Because I feel like when you put out bad, you get bad back.
Yes.
So I try to always push out the good energy that I've been given, be that funnel, that God creation that sends that energy down to this plane, and I try to send that energy back out and make it as strong as I possibly can. It gets me hurt a lot of times because people don't always reciprocate. In my mind, I have to know that I'm satisfying my soul in that I'm accepting the energy that God gives me, and I'm putting out the energy that He's given me to give out to others. Whether you accept it or not is not my part of the game. My part is to do what it is that satisfies my soul and moves me forward.
I have questions I haven't gotten to because I'm locked on this. I'm locked on you. I'm locked in this energy. And my question to you now, Lisa, is what's the difference between a sexual deepness that includes energy and one that just exists? No energy, no binding, no smothering. Shakes, or what was the word you just used, Lisa? It's like trembling. No fucking trembling. None. Is there a difference, like, in the movement, in the connection? I know it sounds rhetorical, but I know that it has to be something, Lisa. Seriously.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. There is, and we all know it. We may not be able to put words to it, but we all know it. There are people that we may see that we are curious about what sex with them would be like.
Okay. So then sex like that is very methodical.
Right, and it's about, usually that kind of sex is about my own pleasure, and it doesn't matter whether you get yours or not.
Whoa. Okay.
And then there's that energy exchange where you feel him and he feels you, or whatever floats your boat in whatever way it floats, and you feel that energy coming from them and they feel the energy coming from you, and then it becomes like plugging into a power socket. Then
yes.
You're pushing your energy into them and they're pulling their energy from you.
Power socket. I get ideas from people I talk to. Okay, Lisa, sorry. But also, what you just mentioned, I'm literally saying to myself, people who connect, vibration is vibration, but with energy, it's like your soul. And I really don't like to say that. I know it's there, but it's like your essence. You're making love, you're fucking, you're doing anything and everything because you just cannot lose focus on what is in front of you. And it's just feelings. But it's a vibrational, like a euphoric energy. And it's like, it just gets compounded. It's like, I cannot move out of this. I cannot break my glance. I cannot, I gotta stay fucking focused, like, because I need more of it. And you just start craving for more. Do you have a poem that's something like this about this fucking NGM experience right now, Lisa?
Let's see here. I tend to write about a lot of different things. I wrote a piece recently. Let me see if I can pull that up here. The piece is called Fat. For those of you who may not have gone nosing around in my pictures, I am a plus size girl. I have always been a plus size girl. I've never had a desire to be a stick figure. Well, no, I take that back. There was a moment in my life where I thought it would be best for me to be skinny. So I starved myself into a size 7. And I regretted it because it didn't look well. It looked good on me. My mother took a picture of me in church one Sunday when I was that size, and I was putting something on a top shelf, and I could see my rib cage through my dress. I was like, dang, nothing cute happening. That skinny girl. If that's who you are, cool.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
But it's not meant for me. But being a plus size woman, you tend to run into people who have fetishes and ideas about fat girls, but they don't necessarily want their boys to see you.
That's another.
So they want to come, they want to come tipping around and tapping on your door late at night, but if they see you in the street, they ain't got nothing to say.
Interesting. That's another unpack. Oh my gosh. Wow.
So I wrote this piece called Fat. And let me give it to you and then we can talk about it.
Okay, beautiful.
Some call me fat. And I get it. Because I'm not a model size and I'm kind of vertically challenged. And, well, my proportions don't match today's standards. So I'll take that because I know I'm fabulous and tempting, factual and true, not frivolous and tawdry like some of this eye candy out here that brings nothing to the table but used cat and empty plates. See, I can make a great meal from what most think are scraps, keep the house, tend to my business, and keep your toes curled with these skills. But you pass me by because I ain't a size 2. But what you don't understand is that I can keep you warm in the winter, cool in the summer, and fulfill fantasies you have yet to dream, because my stream runs deep, and his ass bounces back. And I give head better than Hoover, and I'm not ashamed to get nasty with it. And when you want to lick the kitty, place your forehead on my foot and push up so you have an endless air supply, because I'm freaky and tantalizing. And I can fucking tease you till you can't take no more. And these lips will have you feeling all tingly when you hit that speed bump in the roof of my mouth. So go ahead and pass on all this. You probably couldn't handle it anyway. And I'll save all this for the man who knows how to work with this fantastic ass treasure. And that's that piece.
Oh my God. What the fuck? Okay, I'm calling it right now. When I get my show for our room called the Pleasure Journey Forum, you know Lisa's open up, right? You're going to be the first guest. You're being the first fucking guest. So people right now with our energy, let's boo this into existence. It's already given. Abundant life I do have. Lisa, I see it, girl. I see it. And then you go, and then you're going to spin off on my show, right? And I'll be one of the executive producers.
Okay.
No, I have many production companies. Just haven't materialized yet. But when they do, and all the naysayers, you're not invited on the yacht. Let me be very clear, okay? Naysayers, you are not invited on the yacht. Those who believe in good positive energy and shit can really happen, okay? You're coming. And you're like, oh, we'll be coming too. Oh my God, Lisa, this is so amazing. I have to say, people, I'm so impressed with myself because, Lisa, you really turned me into a really good interviewer. I'm impressed. Okay, so this is another good one. Tina, I'm trying to get you, girl. I know you're in this room. Okay, but I do have another question. This is important, Lisa. So, why do you think, and maybe why most people don't match up? And then if a woman is already struggling with her sexualness, with understanding who and what she is, don't even know her body. That's one part of the equation.
And then there's another part of the equation that both of these individuals have no idea what energy is.
Absolutely. People don't take the time to know themselves rather than trying to fix whatever it is that they're dealing with within themselves. They look for someone else to fix it for them. So they look for a partner who gives them the energy that they don't give themselves.
I think there should be a service. Okay, so I'm an erotic writer, like really fucking crazy erotic writer. I actually wrote a tale about Santa, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and his hermaphrodite. Yeah. It's one of those fucking really great stories. I actually won a contest with it. Right? So with that said, I think that this should be like a service, right? Where you have like you or me, you know, or people who know how to bring alive energy, sexual energy, like inner, like something like Tantra. Man denial is not about fucking sex, really, people. I'm so sick. Okay, you don't believe that shit, but it doesn't on top another time, right? Anywho, if we can allow our energy to like bring them back to life, or even learn to touch it, learn to understand what it is, and to prove that they have it, it's right there. Mm-hmm. And that they really don't even know what the fuck it is.
I actually had a conversation recently with someone who had problems with masturbation.
Okay.
She felt that to get herself off was somehow wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why? Mm-hmm. Why would that be wrong? Mm-hmm. First of all, your first sexual experiences should be you learning you. Mm-hmm. If you're not going to learn yourself, how can you tell anyone else how to please you?
Absolutely.
You know, mm-hmm. Secondly, that's the safest sex in the world.
Yes.
You can't catch nothing from yourself.
Nope. I am the master queen of masturbation. And my girl, one of my co-workers, Lisa, told me about it. And I'm like, white people only do shit like that. People don't, we don't be doing stuff like that. That's just nasty and freaky. She goes, you need to. And I was 21. And when I have not stopped since. I've actually had a day of pure marathon orgasms. Orgasm marathon. Absolutely. And I only get turned off on women watching women. Because I'm so sick of the pounding bullshit. I stopped that when I was probably in my 20s. The pounding. Turn off. But to see women love on each other like that, like and some scenes you will see the energy because it's real. It's real. Okay, Lisa.
There's nothing more fascinating for me to watch than mm-hmm. seeing two people who really connect with each other. Mm-hmm. Be it in a sexual situation, or I have a couple of friends who live in Maryland mm-hmm. that I love hanging around with them. They've been married 20-some years. They've raised 7 kids together. Mm-hmm. But he still looks at her like she's the most delicious dessert he's ever seen.
Right. I love it. And when you see that, it's like, it's so fucking good to see because it's like, their energy is all encompassing. Like everybody around them will be affected by it or know it exists. They may not know what it is, but the energy between them two, come on.
Yeah. It's palpable.
Yes.
You can see it.
Yes. I love that you said you can see it. Especially those who know that the eyes is part of the sex senses. So you know you can see it. Absolutely. Oh my God, this is so amazing. So I'm loving how this conversation is going. I really am. Because even though, like again, some people do struggle in the areas of obtaining an orgasm or even having an open mind to even touch themselves, let alone have an orgasm. And if one never had one or inadvertently had one, didn't realize it was one, but didn't it feel great?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I learned orgasm on my own.
Me too. I was 12.
Then I was disappointed mm-hmm. when I started having sex because they couldn't find it the way I could.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Keep talking. I love it.
Yeah, and I remember the first time I actually had an orgasm in intercourse. Mm-hmm. And I was like trying to see. I was raising up and trying to make him listen so I could see what the hell he was doing. He's like, "What are you doing?" It's like, because I ain't never done that this way before. I was just feeling it different than everybody else.
I know. And you know, and I know you know, Zita, some women are so embarrassed. They won't ever admit that they never had one. If they even maybe was courageous enough to even touch themselves and get themselves at a point of sensation. And the more you allow your mind to connect and feel it, then it starts increasing itself in even in life in juices, and there's a term for that. But it's like the more you do it, the more you feel it. You get one with it. You wanna now give it more attention, give it more intensity. And then when you finally give yourself an orgasm, you look at your hands like, I did this? I'm dripping wet like the Victoria Falls. Like, this really happened? And then you fight it. I don't wanna do it no more. I was 12 years old, not touching myself. I just learned how to squeeze my little legs. That's why I have amazing little legs even at this point in my life, right? But when I became a teenager, I worked at a library, and I had to work in a young adult section. And I never was putting back books. I was reading and reading and reading. And I learned that that's what I was feeling. It was a great feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I think why most people do love sex, Lisa, is the feeling is fucking great. If you feel it's goodness, if you feel what it does to you, why not fucking connect with it? This is what shocks me, Lisa. Can you please help me, please? I can't talk right now.
And it's not just an intercourse thing. I've had orgasms from people sucking my nipples, right? Or I've had an orgasm from being kissed and held and pulled into your energy to the point where my body just lets go.
Oh, gosh. Fucking meltdown, right? I know. Oh, my God. No, keep talking, Lisa. Please keep talking. Exactly. Okay? I'm so sorry. I'm going to take another sip. Go ahead, girl.
That's a part of knowing yourself and knowing where you can, where your body's going and how to guide your body to do that.
Yes.
You know, it's not always about whether he's doing the right thing to get you there. It's whether you're in the right frame of mind to get there.
And you're in the right mind when you, guess what? Fucking surrender to it.
Right.
You have to surrender to it. You have to surrender.
You have to give in to that energy.
Yes. And yeah, when we...
Trust me, I've been taught and indoctrined into all kinds of things in my lifetime. I'm a preacher's kid. So yeah, I've heard every reason why it's all a sin. But if it's that much of a sin, then where all these little children come from in this church?
Right. Hello. Excuse me. No.
Yeah.
I know. And again, you know, like I said, I know sometimes a lot of us struggle in our areas about sexuality, whether to embrace it, own it, or know that it's part of life. And I've had discussions in this room how I think air and water is essential. Sex is too.
Mm-hmm.
We just sometimes abuse it, or we operate on the condition of what it was and what it is and what it still should be. No, that shit is old and antiquated. The fact, and this is the great part. No, go ahead, Lisa. Go ahead. No, please go.
It's being raised the way I was raised. Traditional thoughts and ideas are poison to a healthy sex life most of the time. Because in the traditional sense, men are meant to be promiscuous and women are meant to be chaste. But how are men promiscuous if the women ain't giving them none?
Right. And what you mean by giving them some is giving them herself to him or vice versa. It's like, right. Is it there,
It is there. That's the political comment. But no, it's like when you allow yourself to surrender to it, you're giving yourself to this person, and you're telling this person to please come in me.
Right. And a lot of older women, mm-hmm. in particular, I was fortunate that I had a grandmother who was hilarious and very open about things. Mm-hmm. Her and my grandfather were married for 55 years. They had 10 kids together, 30 years between the oldest and the youngest.
Wow.
And their first child was a girl, and all the rest of them were boys. And her joke was, well, we were sneaking when we got her because we weren't married yet. And when you got it, you laid up in it as much as you possibly could because you ain't know when the next time was going to be. So that's how they made that girl. She said, after we got married, it was just let's do it and go to sleep because we're going to wake up with each other tomorrow anyway. So that's how they made all those boys.
Yeah, and again, we all have to still learn this, you know, and I think the older I get, and yes, I do have standards, I just do, sorry about that, but I don't apologize to myself for it, but it's like, at this point in my life, I want to connect in a whole different way. Like, I want to get lost in you where I can feel your heartbeat just by me being just in front of you. You know, or I'm just near you and it just makes me tremble and like my whole inside where I just literally collapse because I'm surrendering to what you're giving out to me.
Right. But and at this point in life, mm-hmm. because we are very much close to the same age, mm-hmm. at this point in life, what I want from sex, mm-hmm. is the connection,
yes.
more than the physical act.
Yes.
Of the sex.
Yes. Oh my God.
My last relationship, I was with a man who had been diagnosed with erectile dysfunction.
Okay.
And he had pretty much given up on the idea of ever having great sex with anybody. Mm-hmm. But I told him from the beginning, I was like, sex isn't about how your organ works.
Right, right.
It's about how we connect with each other.
Yep, absolutely. And the sad part about it, not being a sexist, but this is some truth here. Most men are very prideful and very ego-driven.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he hid from me for a moment before I knew that. When we finally were together in bed, he tried to do every possible thing to keep me from knowing that he couldn't get an erection.
Right.
And so at one point, I just reached over and took a hold of him, and he immediately froze. And I was like, what's wrong? And he was like, I haven't had an erection in years. I was like, I didn't ask you for an erection. I want to touch you. Let me touch you. Mm-hmm. And you enjoy my touch. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You feel the energy that I'm giving you, just like you're giving me all this energy. You're putting out all this energy to keep me from knowing that something about you is broken. Mm-hmm. I don't know it's broken.
Oh my gosh, exactly. Oh my gosh.
So, I don't think he was broken at all. So after a few weeks of us being together in that way, one night I felt his energy getting higher and I felt him coming towards finally having an orgasm, even though he didn't have an erection. Mm-hmm. He was like, I didn't even know that was possible.
Wow. Wow. Your lips are so beautiful. Fuck, Lisa. Oh my gosh. Because, so I have three in my arsenal, right? And number one, Mr. Okay, I call him Dr. Death. He owns funeral homes. That's why I call him Dr. Death, right? Anyway, we had the most incredible connection. In my book, I wrote, we went 10 hours. Lisa, when I tell you, I still talk about it. And it's because the energy was so euphoric. And what was the end that kept fueling the train and the fuel and it burning, and it was like that airplane fuel. We kissed like fucking animals. It was like the saliva was like keeping me moist as a fuck. I was like the Victoria Falls, but it was like we just knew that we couldn't stop, because if we stopped, it would have just shut every fucking thing down. Like halt, stop, boom, done, drop. And we just didn't want that to happen. Mm-hmm. And it was just, I'll never forget that energy. I felt, honestly, like I was levitating off the bed. Yeah. And of course, the next day we did go to Tiffany and he brought me something really nice. Yeah. I wanted to give it back to him when we split. He goes, that will always be my heart with you. Just know that. Yeah. He was he was just amazing. And, oh, this is where I was going with this. He had erectile dysfunction. And he never told me. Never told me. And I think he was on Viagra. But how I found out, it was a winter morning. I wanted to see him before I went to work. So I actually had put on the coat. He had just bought me this beautiful sable coat. And I had on some pearly lingerie. Amazing. He brought this. He'll bring this shit. I go up there to see him in the morning, say, you know, good morning. I brought some banana pudding for the staff. I'll see you later. But I had him in his office. And I opened the coat. He never got an erection. I'm like, holy fuck. I'm like, oh. I was so, and trust me, I did not show this what I'm expressing right now. And I made it very clear. You don't know, but it's just cold. And I'm like, stop it. That's not why I love you or I'm in love. That's not it. We're here. And I'm like, your energy, my energy, we're here. You feel my heartbeat. Like, come on. That's not important to me. He could not fucking get over that, Lisa. He couldn't get over it. He just thought he was not enough.
Right. Men put way more emphasis on whether or not they are A, big enough, and B, hard enough.
Right.
Than we do.
Right.
They get caught up in that. It is not the be-all to end-all to a true woman who knows herself.
Lisa, you just said if she knows herself. Right. Most of them don't. So now with the ego pride going, you got to do your thing. So right. When is it possible for anyone to possibly have an orgasm? If you do not know yourself.
Right. Right. You have to have your own understanding. And as much as I grew up in a church, mm-hmm. there is a scripture talking about lean not to your own understanding.
Yes.
Because if you don't have a grasp of who you are, what you will and won't accept,
mm-hmm.
what it is that pleases you, that displeases you,
mm-hmm.
that satisfies whatever it is that you're trying to do for yourself.
Right.
If you don't have understanding of that, then you are of no service to anybody else.
Oh my gosh. If you're no service to anyone, how can you be? Right. Especially you're not no service to yourself.
Right.
Wow.
Tatiana.
Yes. Hey.
I'm going to break it here. Because I have to go into part two. And I'm so excited that part two will feature, of course, the one and only one of my star mods in Clubhouse. I call him Sir CL. He's phenomenal on so many different levels. So please stay tuned and come back because we're not done.